Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, Adelaide, not only did the Adelaide fan base sit down and listen, but every world leader listens to the beef and they are waiting to see what comes out of your mouth on this magnificent Tuesday. Burns Beef is alive and well. Who have you got up your sleeve?
Well, this is just a warning that there will be a beef coming they don't listen to this. Oh, yes, this is, as we know, Jars, on the weekend, 10 teams finished their season. Yes, the curtain came down on season 2020, and it has been a weird season, but that means Mad Monday week and silly season. Yes. So what I thought I'd do is I survived this for 13 years, Jars, without one blemish
Hang on.
Not many blemishes, okay? Not too many serious ones anyway. So what I've done is I've written down a survival guide for young players coming through of Mad Monday week and the off season. And they're not rules, they're just guidelines.
So they're do's and don'ts.
And things that may or may not help you at certain times.
Okay. Locked up. Here we go.
Number one, always have a social media friend or a social media friend. Or probably the more politically correct name for them is a socialite friend that goes out. This friend needs to be going out every single night of the week to all nightclubs, all bars. You know what that does, Jazz?
What,
saves lining up time. You go straight in, more drinking, more fun, less waiting out the front in the cold. Right. Number two.
Yes.
Once you're in that venue, I like to call this an opposition analysis. So you want to check all your exits, okay? All exit, fire exit doors, all this, because sometimes the front door isn't always the best option because that's where the bloody security guards are. You also, as part of this opposition analysis, you need to just spread your eyes across the bar, pick out the big bloke, because he's your main worry, the big bloke, and just make sure you know who he's talking to, who his friends are, because if shit hits the fan, you need to avoid that guy and get the fuck out of there. Because he's going to f***ing hurt you. So get out.
Good strategy.
And when you go into this, as part of the opposition analysis, go up to the owner or manager of that bar and just introduce yourself. This could help in a couple of ways. And you know what? When you go up to him, offer him something. Some tickets for next year, maybe some boots, an old Guernsey jars. You do this all the time. Because this can help with... And if all it helps with is getting a round of free drinks, you're the winner, aren't you?
Great strategy.
Another thing that this can help with is if there is a bit of an altercation, which there will be because it's the off season, these guys, if they're your friends, they have an uncanny ability to just lose the footage, the CCTV footage. So you need to keep them close on hand. Well, and that has come in very helpful for me over the years.
Good.
Thirdly, just when you're drinking with your mates in the off season, even if you are a young player, you need to stand up to the plate. Show your masculinity. That's always finish your beer before the people you're drinking with. Just to set the scene. You might end up on the floor in 2 hours, but geez, they'll respect you for having a f***ing crack. Moving on. Now, if you've got a police friend, always remember their name. Not saying that you're going to get in trouble with the law. Actually, yes, I am. So make sure you remember their name because you just never know when... If you say you know someone, they might have gone to police school together. Bang, they even drop you home if you know someone really close to them. And if you don't know anyone, just make sure you take note of the badge walking past of a police. Just a random one. They can always help, Jars. They always help. Moving on.
Yes.
Get your phone out. Go to settings if you've got an iPhone. Yeah. Phone settings. Show caller ID. Yeah. Just flick that off while you're still sober before you go out because I've called exes, coaches, presidents, CEOs. For God's sake, we even rang Jeff Kennett one night and gave him a serve me and text.
What'd you say?
Oh, no, I've let that out.
No.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Another one, Uber. Don't have your name set up under your Uber account because just in case you spew or whatever you're doing,
do a runner.
You need to do a runner. So change your name. Don't let it track back to you.
But, Bern, isn't your credit card connected?
Actually, Kance, I'm putting a line through that one. Another one. This is the best one you can get.
Okay,
always be with someone more famous than you.
That's
okay?
It.
For two reasons. Yeah. First one, if you get caught, which you shouldn't if you listen to the survival guide, but if you do get caught, the club might even just sweep it straight under the carpet to protect the more famous person. Judge, you'd be right coming with me.
Yeah.
I'd be stuffed though. Who would I go with? Name the bloke that was with Sydney Stack.
I can't remember his name.
Exactly right. And he's not even famous. So there you go. Right. And then this one. This
Here
is just
go.
The bottom line, okay?
Here we go, family.
If all shit hits the fan and you get caught on camera, it's definitely 110% you. You know what you do, Jazz?
What, Bern?
Like my dad always says, you refer to the three Ds.
What's that, Bern?
Deny, deny, deny. And if they keep bringing up the footage and it's definitely you, you know what you do then?
What, Bern?
Like my dad always says.
What?
You refer back to the first D. And
well
I tell
played.
You, right, if anyone is listening out there, and all the young players should, if you listen to this and still get caught, you're a f***ing dumb bastard. Because I've survived for 13 years with, well, not too many blemishes anyway.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour. Burning your jars.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au